9. A slight skip of the heart. Colette gave the instructions to the driver of the Fiacre, then allowed Modo to hold open the door to the carriage for both her and Octavia. The folding roof was open, letting in the warm September sun. As they rode the cushioned bench, a luxury she was extremely thankful for, she pointed out a few of the sights, hoping that her descriptions weren't too forced.
"He is here. He is right here across from me."
The moment she'd seen Modo, there had been a slight skip to her heartbeat. He was wearing the face she'd known on the Ictinio, but something about it had changed, or her memory of it was different. She was also surprised that she had difficulty meeting his eyes. She remembered them with utmost clarity. Once, in jest, she had called them soulful, and it was the perfect word. In Paris. She'd been waiting for him for so long, checking at l'Hôtel Grand every day. As the weeks passed, she'd begun to believe her letter had not been delivered. She had often imagined his arrival with anticipation and a little fear. What if she were to break down again? But, mercifully, that hadn't happened. And now it was as though no time had passed, even though it had been almost a year since their last meeting. "Enough of this tourist talk," Octavia said. "We need to get to the meat of our visit to your fair country."
"What a pleasant way of putting it," Colette whispered. "Then, let us get to the meat."
Colette remembered well Octavia's protectiveness of Modo, or rather her possessiveness. That was a better word.
"We are nearly at the bureau."
The carriage turned down the Rue de la Merci, and she thumped briskly on the side of the car. The driver stopped in front of a tall iron fence. Beyond it was a structure Colette knew all too well. From the outside, it seemed to be an ordinary 7-story rectangular building. The architects had taken pains to make it look exactly like a textile factory. In reality, it was the very heart of French espionage. From here, their tentacles ran throughout Europe and across the oceans. Inside those walls, Colette had spent far too many hours sifting through paper, searching for clues, taking orders from oafs whose minds worked at half the speed of her own.
"This is the building you will enter, Modo."
She spoke quietly so the driver wouldn't overhear.
"It is the deuxième bureau de l'état-major général, or in English, since I know Octavia doesn't understand our beautiful language, it means the second bureau of the general staff. It is the center of our military intelligence."
"Huh." Octavia gave a dramatic sniff.
"It's rather plain." "That is the point."
Colette spoke slowly, as though explaining something to a child.
"Did you expect a big sign saying French spies inside?"
Colette was pleased to hear Modo chuckle. Octavia looked out the window. Colette opened her briefcase and pulled out her dossier.
"I have a photograph of Director Bellanger, though it is 10 years old, so you'll have to age yourself appropriately."
Modo examined the photo. "I assume you also have his height, a description of the type of clothing he typically wears, jewelry, his manner of carrying himself, and his personal habits."
"It is all listed in great detail."
"And while I am Mr. Bellanger, would you like me to reinstate you to your position?" Modo asked cheekily. Though Colette enjoyed the fact that he was relaxed enough to joke at such a time, she could not imagine working for the agency again.
"I am done with them. By the way, I do hope your French has improved."
"It is adequate. But there are many other more worrisome and unpredictable matters. For example, he'd know most everyone in that building. Who do I acknowledge? Which individuals are his close colleagues? There are too many relationships to understand, faces to know on sight. Normally I spend weeks memorizing the interactions of my targets."
"Monsieur Bellanger is, how do you English say, gruff. He ignores everyone, his wife, his agents. He once kept even le président waiting for several hours."
"He sounds typically French to me," Octavia said. Colette carried on.
"Your mission will be less complicated if you enter the building at night. Most of the staff are finished in the early evening. You'll stride right in and take the papers, and return to us with a canary-eating grin on your face. Did I say that right?"
Modo smiled.
"Yes, You did. That face, Colette thought, that face was so handsome, and yet she knew what lay beneath it. No, she reminded herself, the beautiful face was the mask. She managed to return the smile as she handed him the dossier.
First we'll go to a tailor, she said.
Well, Modo said, with the two of you picking my clothes, I should be the sharpest dresser in all of Paris.